Everyone wants to save money on gas. You could even argue that when you're buying a new car, you're thinking about gas and fuel efficiency. Now, imagine going to the car dealership, and the salesperson offers you a car that can go 408 miles per gallon, which means basically you could go from Rexburg to Salt Lake City and then back and spend less than $5 on gas. Sounds awesome, right? Well, here's the catch. There's no room in the weight budget for stereo systems, GPS, Bluetooth, seating for more than the driver, traditional doors, or the ability to sit upright. But if you're willing to live with that, there's a group of BYU-Idaho students who built a car that would give you just that.
So it looks a little bit like a fish. It's very aerodynamic. It's round in the front, long and skinny, with a pointed tail. It has to have all kinds of safety features, though. The requirements are that they have seat belts and fire extinguishers, and they have to pass braking and steering tests and things like that. They have a lot of constraints on them when they're creating this vehicle, but still the goal is to make it light and make it roll well and make it aerodynamic so that it just sips the fuel.
That's Justin Miller. He's a faculty member in the automotive program at BYU-Idaho, and he's also the advisor to the Society of Automotive Engineers on campus. Earlier this month, he and a team of students took their car to the SAE Super Mileage Competition in Michigan and received 11th place.
They were thrilled. You know, there were a lot of ups and downs, though. Initially, there was a little bit of a crash that damaged the vehicle, and the students had to right there on the spot fix it and get it repaired, and there was a period of discouragement where they thought it was all over and they wouldn't make it. They'd go home sad and discouraged about their efforts, but in the end they ended up making it happen, and they had a great afternoon. So I think they all went home ecstatic about what they'd accomplished.
This was the first year any BYU-Idaho student on the team competed in the 9.6 mile competition. They also received the Rookie of the Year award and won third place in the Innovative Design Competition, winning a total of $1,350, which Miller says will help fund the car for next year's competition, which is happening in 12 months.
Do you feel like 12 months is enough time?
No, it's not, but I think that's the whole point. You know, I think that's the reason why they put these competitions on, is it's a very real-world experience where students are working with time constraints, budget constraints, and reality where things don't go as planned, and they just have to see what they can do. You know, it is a challenge, and if they're successful, they'll feel really good about what they accomplished because it wasn't simple. It wasn't easy.
Miller says that any student who is interested in participating with the team for the next competition can join no matter how much experience you have with cars. For more information, we have a link on our Facebook page, just like BYU-Idaho Radio. For BYU-Idaho Radio, I'm Nina Janney.